Meadows of the righteous, 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 meadows of the righteous. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome back to our series, The Meadows of the Righteous. Alhamdulillah, we have been going through various different lessons, Quranic lessons, Islamic lessons, prophetic lessons, and we're reaching towards like the end of the month and the series as well. We hope that you enjoyed this series and have learnt a good amount of knowledge. The topic today, inshallah, we will be talking about something that's we sometimes shy away from talking about it. Sometimes we overlook the conversation. We don't really pay attention to what is being said. But you've been fasting all month, and the day of Eid is close. All the struggles you've gone through, the difficulties you've gone through, the pain you've gone through. Now you're going to reach a stage where all them troubles are over. All the effort's over, that pain's over. You don't have to stand up in the middle of the night and read Tarawih. You don't have to be hungry. Now on Eid day, you're relaxed. You're in pleasure. It's a similar type of analogy to the world we live in. Similar type of analogy to the Akhirah. And that's the kind of lesson I want to give today. The Akhirah. And investing in the hereafter. And actually living in this world, knowing that tomorrow I'm going to be in the eternal life of the Akhirah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah and He decorated it, He put palaces in it, He placed different beauties within Jannah. After doing all of this, He said to Jibreel alayhi salam, "O Jibreel, go and have a look at my masterpiece, go and look at what I have created." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam got to Jannah and he found it amazing, astonished. This magnificent creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for his humble, righteous servants. Subhanallah. And he went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's court and said, "Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't think there's anyone that will not want to get into Jannah. So much so that I think every single creation will enter Jannah." That's how beautiful this is. There's nothing to repel someone from Jannah. The law of attraction is just too much in Jannah. Now the hadith goes that وَحُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Jibreel alayhi salam again, second time. But this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He surrounded Jannah with difficulties, with obstacles, with problems. And likewise, same with the hellfire. Hellfire was created. Jibreel alayhi salam went and said that there's no one that's going to want to stay away from, that everyone's going to want to stay away from Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put pleasures around it. وَحُفَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And the nar is surrounded by desires. So this life is like that. You have this obstacle, test, trial, obstacle, temptations, problem after problem, and every day there's another like issue after issue after issue. There's nothing's ever in harmony. Nothing's ever easy. And Ramadan teaches us that there's trouble. So you're waking up at suhoor time, closing your fast, you're dehydrated, you've not had your caffeine. You have to put extra effort in to think of something. Just general, and especially if the weather's hot, it becomes even more difficult.
And then it's not just one day, it's 30 days, 29 days you've been fasting. But it really pays off on Eid day. On Eid day, it really pays off because you know I've fasted all that time, I've put in the effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward me. And now I could just relax. I could just calm down. I could just zone out for a bit. And I've worked hard for this. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared Jannat for His believers, for His servants. And this is the point I'm trying to make, is that are we or do we kind of think of the Akhirah as much as we should? Do we prepare for the Akhirah as much as we want to? You see, we are all living and we're trying to, you know, make our future better, our children's future better. But we forget that there is a hereafter, there is this Akhirah that's going to come. And as believers, we believe in Akhirah, we believe in this life after death, we believe in the life in the Alamul Barzakh, we believe in Jannah, we believe the existence of Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers something amazing. How much do we crave for that? How much do we actually, you know, think, okay, you know, today I'm going to do sajda, extra 2 rakats, in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may just forgive me and give me Jannat. You know how difficult it is to fast and go through this month and then reading Taraweeh and reading the Quran, staying up tired. But then on Eid day, that feeling of where you're allowed to eat, daytime as well, and that sense of rejoice and that happiness, knowing that all my worships, I've done everything that I was supposed to do, now I could just relax. Now imagine, you know, the happiness a person can feel after going through all the pain. So a person's born and he's grown up in this world and he's gone through, you know, different tests, tribulations, problems. He's going to fight pains, anxiety, depression, stress, financial stress. He's gone through, you know, things like toothaches, for example, or body pains. He's gone through different diseases, different viruses, all these different tribulations he's gone through in his life. And then at the time of death, angel of death, the pain of the soul being extracted, the fear of entering into this dimension you've never heard of, and then, you know, your funeral and getting buried into like the soil, getting squashed by the grave, and then Munkar and Nakir, and, you know, being in Alamul Barzakh, a total new dimension. These are all tribulations, these are all tests. And then being resurrected on the Day of Judgment, horns are blown and the ground is copper, the sun's just, you know, a mile away, the heat, the sweat, the stench, the accountability, Hisab, Kitab, Bridge of Sirat, the fire of hell. This entire journey, right now we feel relaxed and we don't really think about what's coming ahead, but this entire journey is waiting ahead of us. There's a verse in the Quran, and this verse, if you kind of understand it, if you try to like, it's like the breaking point. It's like the when you cross the point in your tests where you know that, look, whatever happens now, I'm successful. Right now, we do not know if we're successful. A few verses in Surah Haqqa, it gives a scenario of a person who's been given his book in his right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. As for the one who has been given the book in his right hand, فَيَقُولُ, he will say, هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Here, read my book, read my book. And that's his result card, that's his results. It's result day for him. He knows I have succeeded and he is happy. He is happy. He knows all them difficulties that I've gone through, it was worth it. Because them troubles of yesterday, I don't feel today. He's ecstatic. He says, Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. He says, I knew I would meet the day of my accountability. Well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Now he is in eternal satisfaction. He is now living a pleasured life, a desired life that he wanted. So as for the one who's given his book in his right hand, he's going to go around saying, come read my book. Then he says, I knew this day would come. I knew this day would come. So he always, look at this, this person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the analogy about, he always in the dunya would have it in his head that there will be hisab one day. And that's what he says, إِنِّي ظَنَّنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. He always knew it. And that's what the believer should have in him, his constant tazakkur, this constant remembering of the hereafter, the akhirah, constantly. And doing deeds that will, you know, one day when you look at them in your book and you read out, and it's actually worth reading, you've got results worth reading on your results card. Subhanallah. وَفِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ, in this tall, lofty jannah. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا. Eat, drink, rejoice. You know the difficulties you went through in the dunya, because of them difficulties, now relax, rejoice, eat, drink. Subhanallah. There's this hadith sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is to the Ahlul Jannah, O people of paradise, فَيَقُولُونَ لَبَّيْكَ رَبَّنَا وَسَعْدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ قِيَدَيْكَ. The Jannatis will say, my Lord, our Lord, we are present. We are present in your court. And all fortune and goodness is in your control. فَيَقُولُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, are you satisfied? They will say, فَيَقُولُونَ مَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى يَا رَبِّي. Why wouldn't we be so pleased? وَقَدْ أَعْتَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْتِ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. And you have given us so much that you may have never given this to anyone else in your creation. فَيَقُولُ, and then Allah says, أَلَا أُعْطِيكُمْ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Should I not give you something more superior than that? فَيَقُولُ نَمْ يَا رَبِّي وَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. They will say, Ya Rabb, our Lord, what is more superior than what you have given to us? Now, what's interesting is, Allah said to them, are you pleased? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are you pleased? And they said, we are pleased with what you've given us. So the question was about pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَيَقُولْ أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Allah says that, in summary, you are pleased with me, now I am pleased with you as well. And from now on, I will never be displeased with you. This ultimate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving his servants pleasure, that's one thing. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing his servant, that's one thing. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself becoming pleased with a servant, that is on a different level. That is a, you know, a superior fadl, a superior bounty that's beyond our kind of limits to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. May He allow us to enter into Jannah without accountability. May He allow us to spend our dunya in such a way where we are making assets and fortunes for the hereafter. Ameen bijahi nabi jalameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Meadows of the righteous. 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 Meadows of the righteous.